Good morning, listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Angelo Carusi, who is an architect with Cooper Carey in Atlanta. How you doing, Angelo?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
We're in Italy. We're at the Cersei Show in Bologna, Italy. So what brings you to this show?
Our firm won an award, a design award, and one of the benefits was to come and visit Cersei to see the new tile lines.
Actually, the award you won was announced at the covering show at the big press event there, and I think you designed a mall in New Jersey, is that right?
Yes, we renovated a three-level mall in Jersey City called Newport Center.
And the reason you won the award was because the judges picked it as of all the entries, it was one that caught their eye?
That's correct. It's a compelling story because the project is part of the Jersey PATH system. It has to stay open 24 hours a day, so it gets a lot of traffic.
Well, and you're at the Cersei Show. It's the largest ceramic tile show in the world here in Italy. And one of the things I'd asked you when I was talking to you just briefly yesterday was what it's like to be an architect in Atlanta right now during this downturn, this great recession.
It's very difficult for firms like ours who a bulk of their work is commercial development. As you probably know, commercial development is almost at a standstill. But we've taken this time also to sort of retool our firm, particularly in the area of sustainable design. So we definitely don't want to rest on our laurels. We're using this time to set ourselves up for the future.
All right. You say most of your work is in the commercial area?
Traditionally, most of our work is in the commercial area, although right now we're doing a lot of work for government entities, higher education, other institutional clients.
So you're kind of moving your focus toward where the business is right now?
That's correct.
And one of the things that I've been curious about, what changes in a firm in a time like this, what kind of changes are we seeing? More focus on value, or what is there kind of a change in what's important as you do design work for your clients?
Well, there's no doubt that there's a higher level of interest in customer satisfaction. That makes it sound like, you know, in good times we're not interested in our customers, which is not the case at all. But we've got more time, and our clients understand the market right now, so they're expecting better service.
And one of the things you said yesterday that especially with this government work, there's a lot of it's bid work. So there's a lot of firms that are vying for the same piece of business, right?
Yes, it's really pretty amazing. Even the smallest projects, tens, hundreds of firms are showing up.
Okay, Angelo, one of the things that definitely I'd like to ask you is, as we walk around the show, there are, I don't know if it's a million square meters, but there's a lot of space there. There's a lot of tile for us to look at. How do you sort through what products you see and how you'll bring that back to the U.S. and actually what products you'll recommend? In other words, how do you sort through it all?
Well, the kinds of products that we use in our work are kind of specific because they have to be heavy duty commercial product, and what you see here at Cersei is as a matter of fact, there's far more light commercial to stuff that we couldn't use at all. So I have to focus on the stuff that we can use in a commercial project, because some of these properties have millions of people walking through them a year, so some of these tiles are just inappropriate. But we've got also some new design projects going on that ask for the current latest trends in tile, and so I've got one eye looking at commercial work and another eye looking at stylistic changes that are going on in the industry.
So part of it is to get just inspired by what looks are being popular, and the rest of it is trying to find what actual product will work in your heavy traffic commercial environment.
That's correct. And the heavy traffic stuff tends to be not as exciting. So I look to the trends as well so that I understand what might be coming into the States in the next few years as well.
Okay. And on this project in New Jersey, you actually did put down a porcelain product, didn't you?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, do you remember primarily who the manufacturer was?
We actually used a number of different tiles. I think Coem was a manufacturer, and Emile Ceramica was a manufacturer, and Leah Technicorts, I think, was the main tile on the floor.
Okay, Angelo, with a name like Angelo Caruso, people are going to think I've run into you over here and that you're just, you know, an Italian person, but actually you studied architecture at the University of Tennessee, didn't you?
I did.
Okay, that's right. We share that common element. I appreciate you being with us. We've been talking to Angelo Carusi, who is with Cooper Carey, an architectural firm in Atlanta, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.